In the at the session of Religious Founders Day, the Buddhist spoke on it, and he asked the audience the question that God created the universe in the beginning, and there is no beginning, therefore there is no God. Would you please explain this and answer?
No, but that is just completely hollow slogan type thing. You shouldn't take it very seriously.
No.
What beginning? He doesn't know, he doesn't believe in God.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what beginning. If you create something in the beginning yourself, that thing will come into being. So will it deny your existence? The car was made in the beginning.
Yes.
By someone. And because there is no beginning, so nobody created car. Is that a logical argument?
Yes.
So, that is it. This is all absurd.
Sir, during that same session, the Hindu spoke on it. He explained his religion. And answering a question about the concept of God to the respective religion, he explained the concept of God. It seemed to be the same as the concept of God is in Islam.
Hindu said that?
Hindu was explaining the...
But he must have borrowed it from Islam, because this is not what the Vedas say.
Yes.
Yes.
And
as far as the Buddhists go, the fact is that the Buddhists are divided into two major sects. And one of them, which is in majority unfortunately nowadays, is atheist. And the other believes in God. And it is a phenomena, historical phenomena, that whenever a religion begins with God, of course every religion begins with God, and it becomes corrupt ultimately, with the process of time, the truth becomes a minority once again, and the falsehood gains majority. So the full circle is made. To begin with, the truth is in minority and falsehood is in majority. Later on, truth becomes victorious over falsehood and gains in number and swells. Ultimately, the truth overpower in matter, in volume and in number as well, the falsehood opposing it. So once it once again goes into decay, then the process is reversed. And those belonging or sticking to truth again, once again become a minority. This is why there are very few among the Christians who believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was just a messenger. He was not the little son of God. And the majority believes that he was a little son of God. This happens with every religion. So it happened with the Buddhists. But we have positive evidence that in the beginning there was a concept of God, and those who are at present in minority among the Buddhists, they are in the right. Because the first written evidence of Buddhism is found in the time of Ashoka. Previous to him, Buddhism was just verbal. Ashoka had Buddhist concepts written on pillars. Those old pillars which are called lat, minaret-like things, but you don't, they're not provided with a staircase. They're just closed minarets. So, they are called, in Urdu we call them Ashoka's lat. They are still found in near Texla, the remnants of those. On those inscriptions about the Buddhist believings are made, and it is positively ascribed to Buddha that he says, I am sent by someone. I have not come out of myself, but I have been sent. And other references are also there, which I think have been mentioned with due references in one of the articles written by a Jamia student. I think it was Mir Mahmood who was given this subject for his doctorate. You know, we have a sort of doctorate in Jamia Ahmadiyya. After we finish our studies, we write a paper on some research work. As far as I remember, it was either Mir Mahmood or somebody else. But Mir Mahmood Sahib has anyway done a lot of research on this. So if you want to know more, you better write to him to write an essay for Review of Religions, so that not only you but everybody else will also be enlightened. Then you can contact that Buddhist speaker and throw a challenge to him. Right?
Yes.